Okay.
If you ever heard Mishnah, learn a Mishnah, many times the Rav will say a Kaddish, Durabonon, but before that, there is a recitation of Rabbi Chananim and Akasha. And Chananim and Akasha, Omer, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakus Yisroel, Fika Hirbelem Torah Mitzvos, Shen Emar, Shen Chafetz, L'matziko Yadu Torah V'yadim. What does it mean, Hirbelem Torah Mitzvos? The Gemara writes in the last daf and Makos, he gave us Tarya Mitzvos. What do you mean, Hirbelem Torah Mitzvos? Let's try to attempt what the pshat is. We have many statements about many mitzvahs. We had a statement, the Gemara writes in Maseches Shabbos, that Shabbos is Shkula Ke'olam Mitzvahs. The Gemara says in one place, Sitzis is Shkula Ke'negi Ke'olam Mitzvahs. We had the Ramban quote the Sifri that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Shkula Ke'negi Ke'olam Mitzvahs. There's a medrash that says the Isser of coveting is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. What do these statements mean? That there's one mitzvah that's equal to all mitzvahs. What does that mean? Of course we have to do all mitzvahs. What does it mean? So the pshat might be as follows. The medrash says that Adam HaRishon, before he did the chait, his ankle radiated so much that it outshined the radiance from the sun. And then when he sinned, everything constricted. We begin the parshas of the Mishkan with Truma. And the Sforno writes that after the Chen HaEgel, Hashem's Shechina had to be due Simtzum. Before the Chet HaEgel, Hashem's Shechina was everywhere. But after the Chet HaEgel, he had to constrict himself, Kaviyachol, and the Beis HaMikdash had to be built, the Mishkan. It was a Tzimtzum. Right, Rashi writes, what's the function of the Mishkan? It's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. What does the Rabban say? This is very important. Three approaches to the Mishkan. The Sforno says it was a result of the Chet HaEgel. The Tzimtzum HaShechina. Rashi says it was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Rabban writes that it was a Hemshechius of Har Sinai, of Maimon Har Sinai. The Givui Shechina was so great at Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem wanted to continue, so there was a Tzivui the Beis HaMikdash of the Mishkan. Three different biur. But if you take the Sforno's pshat, what this means is that when there's a tzimtzum, you have to find a way to become tuned in to that tzimtzum. When it was everywhere, it wasn't hard. When it becomes what? Constricted in its scope, you have to connect to it and tune into it. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it was constricted, that radiance. After Chet HaEgel, the Shechina's scope was constricted. How do you tune into it? We know that places on earth, what's the holiest place on earth? The Kodesh Kadoshim. What's the holiest time of the year? Yom Kippur. And even on Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol could go to the Kodesh Kadoshim. There are times and place and times in time that are the holiest that you tune in on. When a person smells a very nice odor, it goes through the nose, but the whole body feels it. But the nose is the what? Is the point that you hone in on. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Kufir Chesem and Aleph that there were Amoroim that said they are sure they're going to get Olam Haba. One Amora said because he says he eats Shalashunis every Shabbos. The other Amora said because he has Kavanah and Tefillah. They were sure, they said, they'll get Chelek Olam Haba. And they did. Is that a statement of gaiva? No. The answer is as follows. We have to do all the mitzvahs, but there is a mandate on us to find one mitzvah that you are a perfect expert in, and that you become attuned to it. And that's why the Rambam writes Eitan, here balem Torah mitzvahs. Out of the 613, you have to find at least one that you are perfect in, that you are an expert in. Because if you're perfect in one area, it will allow you to what? Expand. That's why here balem Torah mitzvahs. He gave you 613 mitzvahs. What's the best pathway in life? Mishnah Nava says machloikis, ayin tov, lev tov. Rabbeinu Yonah says everyone agrees that they're great, all the shittas. Question is, there's one pathway that you can really connect to and lock into. And if you do that, then you can be able to expand. That's why we say in yeshiva, the iyun that we do is that you lock into it. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. You're right, the 613. But Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. You must be able to lock into it. When you go out of yeshiva, you can do Daf Yomi, you can open the art scroll. You don't have the opportunity, this mod, to be able to lock into it. Hashem v'yareisa chadhu. They're inextricably linked. And the more you delve into it, the more you feel a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, this is why Hashem gives us this opportunity. We think we've lost it after the Chet Egel. It was constricted. But on the other hand, because it was constricted, we have a mandate now to find how we can connect. And we have many, many numerous mitzvahs to do that. Many times if you have to work on midas, you work on one at a time. You work on one and refines you. It permeates your whole system. Now, in the beginning of the parsha, it says, "Vayichu li truma." What does the word li mean? What does Rashi say? Lishmi. What's the pshat? So I want to offer different pshatim on this. Li Lishmi means the only time you're allowed to pronounce the Shem of Mefurish is when? When you have the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Yichu Li Truma. If you build the Mishkan, then you'll be able to pronounce Lishmi. If you don't have the Mishkan, you can't. The Gedolei Achronim say like this. Number two, are you Yotze with Staka Shalo Lishma? The Gemara says in Baba Basra, maybe you're a bit of Bechai in the Kana Kemach, says maybe you're not Yotze. Poshup Shad is you are Yotze. You give a guy Staka, you had no intention, it's not Lishma, you're still Yotze, you got the money. When it comes to this and Mikdash, it's got to be Lishma. If it's not Lishma, forget it. Li Lishmi. What's peculiar with that? Should have said v'yitnuli. What do you mean v'yichuli? Remember we mentioned the case a few days ago, if a guy's Mekadosh, a woman, he usually has to give her the money. But let's say she gives it to an important man like the Prime Minister, what's the din? He gives her handa back. Virtual, that he accepted. Same thing by us. V'yichuli. We're taking from the Eibishter. He allows us to give to him a donation. When there's an appeal, that's an opportunity. It's an amazing thing if you ever had to raise money for mice. If you ever have to raise money, fellow says to you, thank you for giving me the opportunity to give stocking. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Baruch Hashem, I've had it said to me many times. Imagine that. Guy's giving a lot of money. He's thanking me for giving him the opportunity. Amazing chiddush. That's what yichuli means. We're taking from the Eibishter. We're getting hanol because he's allowing us to give. And the last pshat on this, not the last one, but yichuli If you're stingy and you don't give, then you'll eventually what? Mishmi. Hashem says his name will have to be erased. Because the Torah in Parshas Naso juxtaposes Trumas and Maisras with Sota. If a guy's stingy and he doesn't give, he'll end up having to go to the Kohen with his wife. That's a very strong Mishmi. Hashem says his name will have to be erased. So give donations to Truma, the Beis HaMikdash. That's another touch of what Lishmi means. Oh, now, there was another purpose of the Mishkan. Hashem promises he'll never destroy us. But what mashkon did he take when we acted terribly? With the Gibel Averis, with what else? What else besides the Gibel Averis? Sineschinim, Hashem didn't destroy us, he destroyed it, it took collateral. What was the collateral? The Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, the Malachim had a tie into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels. And they said, Eretz Yisrael, you've given the Yidim, Torah, you've given the Yidim, it's not fair. Keep the Torah by us, in Shemayim. You know why you gave him Eretz Yisrael, they say to Hashem? There's a din of Dina de Bar Mitzvah. What's the din of Dina de Bar Mitzvah? Anyone know? I don't think we mentioned it this year. What's the din? If I have a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan, who do I have to offer? Who do I have to offer it to buy it first? My neighbor, who owns the neighboring parking lot, because he can build up his real estate. It's called Din Bar Mitzvah. Why were Klal Yisrael Zochar Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael is the closest land to Goshen. Midin Bar Mitzvah. So you know what the Malachim said to Hashem? If the Yidim got Eretz Yisrael because of Din Bar Mitzvah, then the Torah is in Shemayim. We're closer to the Yidim than them. Yes? We're closer than Klal Yisrael. Keep the Torah for us. Mimon Nafshach. Din Bar Mitzvah. Let them get Eretz Yisrael, we'll keep the Torah. What's the answer? The answer is when you learn Torah, and when you fulfill the dinim, you become a shutif to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the din? Who gets first preference? My partner in the parking lot, or my neighbor? Guess. Shutif. The shutif is adif. So Hashem answered the Malachim and said, when it comes to the Torah, we have a partnership. Come partner with me, the Eibishter says, for the fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs. You follow me? Come partner with me. Klal Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael and Din Bar Mitzvah. They got the Torah because they're supposed to be Meshutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why Hashem, Kaviyochol, stretches his hands out. I give you 613. Find one, link into it. Lock into it. Become a bookie in it. To the degree that Amorim said they were sure they're going to get a home hapa. Shalashidis. Leah and Hara. How hard is that? Okay, sometimes in the winter you're full. So what? The herring, right? Herring. The creamed herring, right? And the tuna. The rolls. How hard is it? What area Shalashid is. And he knew he had Olam Haba. Unbelievable. The Taz read Shalashid is Niraisa. You shouldn't be Yotze through learning. You learn afterwards. When you should eat. Well, my first shkia. The rolls. You should have the rolls. Four shikas in Shulchan Aruch. Bread, mezainas, eggs or fish, or meat or fish. Or what fruit? Four shittas. Should have bread. The rolls. Eat the rolls. There's a fellow in shul. No, he's dieting. He's on this diet. Okay, it's no problem to diet. No, it's during the week, but on Shabbos. Not to eat shalashitas. Shalashitas. They are murderous and they know he's got olam haba. This is what we have to do. Many times, and I grant you, it wasn't ideal. But many times we're at a loss. Egel Azav, the Shekhinah is constricted. Terrible thing. Okay, it's not on the Madriga what it was before. But we have to make do. And making do is if he constricts himself, he's at the same time gives us these 613 possibilities to lock in. And that's what you have to try to do. And when it comes to Talmud Torah, there is no doubt. Where you have, let's say, for example, Mar Makoimis, let's say. There's one Mar Makoimis you certainly lock into. And I'll invite all of them. But you have to conjure up that strength and that courage and that effort. Because Hashem wants to partner with us. He gave us the Torah because He wants us to be the partner. And there's no greater partner than the Eibishter. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. Chazar over, and Sunday we'll go right to it with the Tosis, okay?